So we're working on walking by the Spirit. Just talking about what that is and how do we learn to do it. We've just noted that it's about transformation. It's about our mind being renewed, power by which we live being changed, about the desires and content of our heart being different. We've also noted that walking by the Spirit, it's not a program, it's not a process to improve or adjust the flesh. Walking by the Spirit is an alternative to the flesh. The Spirit within you gives you an alternative set of desires and interests and content that are opposed to your fleshly desires. So walking by the Spirit is the antidote for walking according to the flesh. Paul says if you walk by the Spirit, you won't fulfill the desires of the flesh. Well, the Spirit brings a different mindset to us, different desires, different power. Today, a little bit different. I just want you to relax. Maybe you're relaxed already. If you're not, just relax, okay? I just want you to think and wonder a little bit about walking according to the Spirit. It's not going to be a careful, really involved teaching with like lots of scripture or careful exegesis or analysis of it. I just want you to think and wonder about this thing called walking according to the Spirit. And I want you just to think for a few moments about the Spirit that you want to walk by. Okay, I want to walk by the Spirit. So think about the Spirit. You want to walk according to Him. It is Pentecost Sunday, the liturgical church calendar, which celebrates the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So think about the Spirit. What does it mean to walk by Him, walk according to Him, walk in Him? When Jesus had risen from the dead and was about to leave earth and ascend back to heaven, He, of course, as we all know, He commissioned His disciples to go in His name and to make disciples of all the nations of the earth. But before He goes, He does something very interesting and very important. He says this to His disciples, the ones He's going to commission to go to make disciples, that He's going to send in His name. He gathers the disciples together. He commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised. Says, which, He said, you heard of from Me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. A couple verses later in verse 8, you will receive power. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be My witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth. So Jesus is going to send His disciples to go and to make disciples of all the nations, to the remotest parts of the earth. But He says to them, don't go. Don't leave until you get the stuff. Don't leave until you get the stuff the Father's going to send to you. Stay in Jerusalem until you've got the stuff. It's not until that you've received. It's not until you've received the Holy Spirit and the power that the Holy Spirit will bring with Him when He comes. It's not until you've received the Holy Spirit that you will be able to go. So wait. Don't leave until you got the stuff the Father's going to give, until you got the Holy Spirit and the things the Holy Spirit's going to bring, the power. John reports it this way, what's sometimes called the Johannine Pentecost. Jesus said to them, as His disciples again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent Me, I also send you. And when He had said this, He breathed on them and said to them, receive. Says, I'm sending you. And He had said this, He breathed on them and said, receive. Receive the Holy Spirit. So He sends them out to live and He sends them out to minister. But first He gives them something for them to receive. He gives them the Holy Spirit. Being a Christian, following Jesus, involves being given stuff. No one is a Christian who has not received gifts from God. If you haven't received any gifts from God, you're not a Christian. Because no one is a Christian who has not received gifts from God. Christians receive stuff. You get in the scriptures lots of verses like this. Put up the next slide. There's lots of them. This is just two samples. Of his fullness we have all received. In grace upon grace. All of us receive. You know, the fullness that came in Jesus Christ when the Word became flesh. Grace upon grace. We've all received that. For out of Romans, if by the transgression of the one death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace. And of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. So being a Christian is about being on the receiving end. About getting gifts. About getting stuff. Being and living as a Christian is so dependent on receiving that Paul can ask this rhetorically. What do you have that you did not receive? Reply answer, kind of like nothing. Paul's understanding of the Christian life is all that you have, it was given to you. It was given as a gift. You received it. So what do you have that you didn't receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? If it was given to you, if it was a gift given, you can't boast. So Christians live by gift. You and I, we live by gift. There should be humility among us. Because none of us are here by our own doing. You are not here by your own doing. You're here by gift. We're here because of freely given gifts. There's a technical theological word for freely given gifts by God. It's called grace. All of us are here by grace. So Christians have been given stuff, given gifts, given grace, given power, given life. Centrally, primarily, Christians are those who have been given the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is called the gift of the Father. Father gives his gift. He gives the Holy Spirit to those who ask of him. So the Holy Spirit is the gift that's given by God. Peter at Pentecost says this, so in part of the Pentecost sermon, says to them, repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift. When all these 3,000 people are listening to Peter preach about how the one whom they just crucified, that God has made him Lord in Christ, and they go, what must we do? Peter says, repent, be baptized, and you'll receive the gift. What will be given to you is the gift of the Holy Spirit. Later in Acts, when Peter, remember, gets that vision of the sheet from heaven, he goes to the house of Cornelius, and he starts preaching, and the Holy Spirit falls before he even gets through his message. The Holy Spirit falls, and all of the circumcised believers who came with Peter were amazed because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. Peter's not even through with them, and they get the gift. That makes them know, well, I guess Gentiles can be Christians too. Might as well baptize them. I mean, they got the gift. They got the gift of the Holy Spirit. To be a Christian means to have been given the gift. You repent, you believe, you get baptized, you get the gift. That's what it means to be a Christian. Been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then all of the life, all of the power, all of the grace, all of the blessings that are found in Christ Jesus become ours through the gift of the Holy Spirit. So all of that, just to remind us of something you're hopefully already convinced of, to be a Christian means to be on the receiving end, means to have been given gifts, that we're here by grace. So now, here's a very simple way to understand walking according to the Spirit. You want to say, well, what does that mean to walk according to the Spirit, to live by the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit? Here, I think, is a simple way to understand walking according to the Spirit. Walking according to the Spirit means using the stuff you've been given. Walking according to the Spirit means relying on what you have received to live your life. Relying on the gift that you have been given to live. That's what I think it means to walk according to the Spirit. Jan likes to use as a tagline, by His grace. You know, she signs letters and emails and stuff that way, by His grace. When your words and my words, when your conduct, when my conduct can rightfully be described as these are words, this is conduct, by His grace. That's what walking according to the Spirit means. It could mean that that's what Jan's doing. It could mean she uses a word without doing it, of course. But if the words are true, these words, this activity, this conduct, this direction, these decisions are by His grace, by what I've been given, by what I've received, by the gift. That's what walking according to the Spirit means. That the source of your living, the source of your walking, is what you have received, the gift of the Holy Spirit that you've given. It's according to that. So just suppose I give you a bunch of stuff to help you with some task, some project that you're supposed to accomplish. So I give you a bunch of stuff. Maybe I give you food. You know, maybe I give you some tools. Maybe I give you a hotline number to call. You know, maybe I give you some special insight into these particular kinds of tasks or endeavors. But I give you a bunch of stuff to help you with that task, to help you with that project. And then if I came by to see how you were doing with your task, doing with your project, suppose you weren't doing very well. The task wasn't going very well, the project's not going very well. The first question that I would probably ask is, are you using the stuff I gave to you, right? The task, are you using the stuff I gave to you? If you said no, kind of like I would say, why not? You say, well, maybe I forgot. Oh, yeah, I forgot that you'd given me all that stuff, so I'm not using it. Well, you might say something like, you know, I just wanted to see if I could do it by myself. You know, I didn't want to use your stuff. I wanted to just see if I could do it by myself. You said something like, there might be other reasons, too, why you're not using all the stuff I gave you for the project. But if you said, I forgot, or I just wanted to see if I could do it by myself, I would say back, don't forget. Remember to use the stuff. I would also say, and don't be so proud. You need this stuff to do the task. I mean, I gave it to you so you could do the task that you need to get done. That's why I gave it to you. So don't be proud and say you just want to use your own things. Use the stuff that I gave you. You need it. So think for a little bit about words that you speak, conduct that you do in arenas of your life. Think about words and conduct that you have and relationships that you have, responsibilities that come your way. Maybe start with, think of relationships that are closest to you. How you relate to people who are closest to you. Maybe somebody whom you're married to. Maybe your family. Maybe your kids. Maybe your friends. Think of the attitudes that you have towards that person. All the words that you speak. Think of the responses that you make to their words and their actions. Think of actions that you take. So think of just the relationships, how you conduct yourself, how you speak, that are closest to you. Family, close friends. And what's the answer to the question, the words that you speak, the actions that you do, is what's the answer to the question, did you get that from Jesus? Thing that you just said to your spouse, did you get that from Jesus? Is that where you got that? That action that you just completed, did you get that from him? Where was it sourced in? That part of the gift? You got that from the gift? Those words, that attitude, that perspective, did it come from the gift? Now think of other relationships that you have, other endeavors that you do. Maybe it's work, relationships to all the people at work or the neighborhood. Maybe it's ministry, serving the body of Christ or serving others in Jesus' name. Well, maybe it's just activities that you do, from recreation to taking care of your own house, etc. It's activities you do. So relationships and endeavors. What's the answer to the question, are you using the stuff you've been given? Does how you conduct yourself at work, how you do your ministry, how you serve others, activities that you do, does by his grace explain it? You say, well, maybe, or is it explained by other things? You know, are you using this stuff? Or when you're alone, just thinking about stuff all by yourself. When you're planning your schedule, you're making decisions, feeling desire, surfing the internet, just when you're by yourself. The thoughts that you have, the activities that you do, the desires that you feel, did the Spirit give you that? Does what you came up with, as far as thoughts and plans, did that depend on the gift? So here's a thought from me. It's just my opinion, so I want you to take it that way, okay? Hopefully it's worth something, but if it's not, toss it out, it's just my opinion. One reason I want us to think in terms and to learn to ask ourselves the question of, am I using the stuff that I've been given? Am I using the stuff that's present in the gift, you know, that I've received? Did I get this stuff that I'm demonstrating right now, that I'm manifesting? Did I get this stuff from Jesus? One reason I'm encouraging us to think in those terms, this is the reason. I think something that hinders, something that prevents us often from walking according to the Spirit. Something that hinders and prevents us, having been given the gift of the Holy Spirit, from walking and living according to the Spirit. I think the hindrance, the prevention is this. I don't feel like it. You can write that down if you want. That's what prevents us. I don't feel like it. It isn't that I have not been given something. I've been given something, and I could use it if I wanted to, but I don't feel like using it right now. That's something that hinders us from walking according. It's not that I don't have the gift. It's not that I couldn't draw on some things that the gift that I've received in the gift. I don't feel like it right now. A word that the Scripture uses when it speaks of following the flesh is indulgence. It speaks of how we can indulge the desires of the flesh. Indulge is when you just give in. When you cave to. Then just satisfy the desires. All of us know, this is when you've been on a diet for 3 days, you've just eaten green things, you know. And then you go to In-N-Out to indulge. Or you cave. So one of the things that we can do with the desires of the flesh is you can cave into them. You're all looking really holy. But I think I'm trusting you know what I mean. I think that word, that we can indulge the desires, is exactly right. I think it's very accurate. Not accurate for you, maybe I'm just being autobiographical, because it's accurate for me. Some of the times, if you saw me doing fleshly desires, the reason for it is I'm indulging them. That's the explanation for it. So there are times where the question is not, have you been given things? Because clearly you have. So the question is not, do you have the Spirit? Because clearly you have the Spirit. So it's not like you don't have the Spirit. It's just that you don't feel like using that stuff that comes from the gift right now. You know, right now I just want to be petty. Right now I want to get my own way. But right now I just feel like being selfish. I want to be important. When using his stuff doesn't make me feel important, I don't want to use that stuff right now. I just want to take care of myself for a little bit. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you've had a long day. Maybe you've already done some ministry. I've been being a pastor all day. Now it's time for me. I don't want to do any pastor stuff. I just want to indulge my flesh. So I don't feel like using the stuff that Jesus gave me to relate to you right now or to talk to you or to serve you. I don't feel like using his stuff. I just want to indulge the desires of my flesh. I just want to get what I want. I just want to say, I just want to do what I feel like doing. If I did do actions, and if I did speak words, employing what the Spirit of God has put within me, if I did make use of the gift, if I did use the stuff I've been given, if I did use the stuff I've received, I could be kind. I could be compassionate. I could be patient. I could be pure. I could be generous. But there's times where I don't feel like doing that. Trusting, perhaps there's times when you don't feel like doing that. I feel like following the flesh's selfishness. I feel like following the impurity that's in my flesh. I feel like just indulging my anger right now. So I just feel like indulging the flesh instead of using the gift. That's very simple. Part of why I just wanted us to just think about this today, and I'm not trying to, I just want you to think, what's it mean to walk according to the Spirit? I think means to use the stuff that you've been given. And one of the things that can prevent us from using the stuff is that simple, I don't feel like it. Not that I don't have it. So I don't feel like it. I feel like getting my own way. Be in my marriage. I feel like I should get some things back from my marriage, don't you think? Yes, Scripture says love your wife and all that stuff, and I try to do that at times, and yeah, I want the Spirit to help me, the things the Lord has given me to love my wife, but I think I should get some things back, right? And right now, honey, is the time for me to get things back. It's not that I couldn't, but if I used the gift, if I used what I received, I could still do the loving thing, but I did the loving thing yesterday. Do I always have to do the loving thing? So I don't feel like doing anything according to the Spirit right now. Of course, I don't say those words. But I don't feel like using the stuff that comes from the Spirit, the compassion, the patience, the kindness, the gentleness, or the perseverance. I feel like getting my own way. You ever like that? Don't raise your hand. So I just, it's that it's there, but I don't use it. In many things, and I think at many times, the issue is not that I haven't or you haven't been given anything. That's not the issue. If you haven't been given anything, you don't belong to Him. That's not meant to scare you or anything, but everybody who repents and believes, they get the gift. That's what it means to be a Christian. The Father gives the gift to make us His own. So there's situations and times, it's not that you haven't been given something. You've been given grace. You've been given the Holy Spirit. You could use that gift. You could employ that grace. And if you used it, you know, if you used the stuff you've been given, you could put on patience and kindness and a heart of compassion. You could put on purity. You could put on holiness. You could put on perseverance. You can put on all that. It all comes with a gift. Just use the stuff. But you can also say, even when you have that gift, is I don't feel like having my life be by His grace right now. Don't feel like it. My flesh deserves some airtime. See, like one of the things that I would say to you, if down the road, 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, you hear that Roger's hung up on pornography, one of the things you can be sure of is that Roger indulged his flesh. He did what he wanted to do. I'm not enslaved to it. I'm saying about it, I've been set free. I've been given a gift that has enough power in it to keep me from pornography. So if I'm doing it, it's because I want to. I didn't feel like using the gift. Doing it, of course, I might get entrapped and ensnared in it and then can't get out. That's kind of a second issue. But getting into it, getting involved in it, I'm not a slave to it. You're not a slave to it. Not just pornography, but pick any sin. Anger, wrath, dissension, strife, jealousy. Do the whole list. We've been set free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So it doesn't mean that we can't do those things. It just means you're not using the gift. Using the stuff. It means there was a day where you said, I don't feel like using the gift. I'm going to indulge desires that come from the flesh. So you can have the gift and not employ it. That's being made alive by the Spirit but not walking by the Spirit. So very simple. Again, just a general, how do we understand these things? I think you should know that you've been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's what it means to be a Christian. For the Gentile to be a Christian, for the Jew to be a Christian, you receive the gift. Of his fullness we have all received, grace upon grace. Now an issue that all of us face every day, are you going to use the gift to live your life? That's what walking by the Spirit, walking according to the Spirit, is about. Using the gift to actually live and make decisions and do relationships and set direction. So I hope it was just think about these things. You know, how does this work and what does it mean? Maybe think of areas where you feel like you're not doing so well. And maybe how you relate to work employees. Maybe you're really nice and kind and patient at home, but you know, you're kind of nasty and mean at work all the time. So what you say at work, what you do at work, are you using the stuff? Are you employing the gift? Or you think, these people don't deserve the gift. I'm so sick of them. I'd rather just indulge my flesh against them and let them know how I disapprove or how I'm angry or how I'm mad or whatever. Some area, perhaps, maybe it's when you're alone. What goes on inside of you and what you do and what you think about and the directions that you do and what you're interested in when you're just by yourself. I'm like, are you using the gift? Are you using the stuff? Been given to you, freely given to you? Or are you saying, I don't feel like using that stuff when I'm by myself. I use that on the platform at church. That's where I use this stuff. But when I'm by myself, I'll use it then. So ask yourself, walking according to the Spirit is in that area, at that time, with that person, using the stuff that you've been given. So I hope that those two things, that you've been given the gift, walking by the Spirit, is using the gift to live. Use it to live this week in all that you say and all that you do.